creepypasta readings. Creepypastas are short, sometimes very long, horror stories you can find online. On this podcast, we read two creepypasta stories every episode. This first story is called The Backrooms. It was approximately 12:15 when I entered the Johnson County Community Health Clinic. I was there for an appointment I had set up weeks ago, just a routine checkup. It wasn't a new place for me. I had been there a couple of times before. However, the place had an odd nostalgic feel to it, as if it were a location from my childhood or something, and I could never pinpoint exactly what that feeling was or where it came from. As I walked in, an overwhelming feeling of deja vu swept over me. The hum of the flicker fluorescent lights, the white tile flooring, muted beige paint that colored the walls. I noticed that there was a TV mounted in the corner, a smaller flat screen that was playing a short PowerPoint slideshow on loop. I passed the empty waiting area, a small area of the main rooms with magazines, children's playthings, and blue cushioned chairs, and approached the woman at the front desk. She was sitting in her bluish-gray office chair, looking at the spreadsheet on the same Windows XP desktop they've had since 2008. There was a sign-in sheet on the counter in front of me.
"I have an appointment with Dr. Pebbins," I asked.
"What time?" 12:30, I replied. She began typing something into her keyboard. "Ah, yeah," she responded. "Gary Johnson?" "Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll tell the doctor. Please fill this out." She handed me a clipboard which held a simple fill-out form. I walked back to the waiting area, took a seat, and began to fill out my form. I was about halfway done with filling in my information when I slumped back into my chair. I hadn't gotten much sleep the night prior and I was exhausted, but as I slumped back, I noticed something very peculiar. My head never hit the wall. In fact, it felt like it went in. I got up, quite frightened, and looked at the wall. Nothing, not a single hole or dent had been made in the wall by my head. So I reached to touch the wall and my fingers went through it. I recoiled in shock. What the heck was that? I thought, as I reached to touch the wall again, only to find my fingers clipped through once more. Then suddenly, I lost my balance, tripped, and fell directly in through the wall. I fell face first onto some dirty tan carpeting. Upon getting back up, I realized that I was in a completely different room. Well, not really a room, per se. More so a set of rooms, all of which were connected by openings. The walls were covered in gross tan patterns of wallpaper. There was also an overwhelming stench of moist carpet. I turned back around and tried to put my hand back through the wall, and it wouldn't go through. "Okay, what the heck?" I muttered. I looked back into the room. There were no windows, no doors, nothing on the walls other than that disgusting wallpaper, of course. It was completely empty, aside from a singular plastic blue school chair. At this point, the only thing going through my mind was fear and the repeating thought of, "I need to leave," on loop in my head. I started running through the rooms, desperately trying to find an exit, but to no avail. There was no exit. Was this my permanent location until I died? No, there had to be a way out. I wasn't going to be left here, right? Eventually, someone would notice that I was gone. No one did. Then, in the distance, I heard footsteps. Not those of a human, at least not a normal human. Alongside the footsteps was a gurgling and a snarl. I began to run. I ran as fast as I could from whatever the heck was approaching me. Didn't want anything to do with it. I ran for what seemed like forever, but I was always back in the same room I started in. At least, it looked like the same room. Not that I could tell them apart. So I sat down, defeated. Feeling of dread filled my body as I started to cry. I was gonna die here. I'm still here. I haven't left. I've accepted my fate. In fact, I can actually hear footsteps. I wonder what that is. Up next, we have Candle Cove. But first, a word from our sponsor, Shudder. Shudder is the best streaming service for horror, thriller, and supernatural movies and series, all uncut and commercial-free. From favorite scares and cult classics to original series and critically acclaimed new films that you won't find anywhere else. Shudder has it all, with constantly updating selection of movies and shows with new titles premiering weekly. Shudder also provides both monthly and annual plans along with a 7-day free trial. If you like creepy stuff, try out Shudder. Welcome to Candle Cove. Net Nostalgia Forum, television, local. Sky Hill 033, subject, Candle Cove local kids show? Does anyone remember this kids show? It was called Candle Cove and I must have been like 6 or 7. I never found a reference to it anywhere, so I think it was on a local station around 1971 or 1972. I lived in Ironton at the time. I don't remember which station, but I do remember it was on at a weird time, like 4 o'clock p.m.
Mike_Painter65, subject, Candle Cove local kids show?
It seems really familiar to me. I grew up outside of Ashland and was 9 years old in 72. Candle Cove. Was it about pirates? I remember a pirate marionette at the mouth of a cave talking to a little girl.
Sky Hill 033, subject Candle Cove local kids show?
Yes, okay, I'm not crazy. I remember Pirate Percy. I was always kind of scared of him. He looked like he was built from parts of other dolls, real low budget. His head was an old porcelain baby doll, looked like an antique that didn't belong on the body. I don't remember what station this was. I don't think it was WTSF, though.
Jaren_2005, subject Candle Cove local kids show.
Sorry to resurrect this old thread, but I know exactly what you mean, Skyshale. I think Candle Cove ran only for a couple months in 71, not 72. I was 12 and I watched it a few times with my brother. It was channel 58, whatever station that was. My mom would let me switch to it after the news. Let me see what I remember. It took place in Candle Cove. It was about a little girl who imagined herself to be friends with pirates. The pirate ship was called Laughingstock, and Pirate Percy wasn't a very good pirate because he got scared too easily. And there was a calliope music constantly playing. I don't remember the girl's name, Janice or Jade or something. I think it was Janice.
Sky Hail 033, subject Candle Cove local kids show.
Thank you, Jaren. Memories flooded back when you mentioned the laughingstock in Channel 58. I remember the bow of the ship was a wooden smiling face, with the other lower jaw submerged. It looked like it was swallowing the sea, and it had an awful Ed Wynn voice and laugh. I especially remember how jarring it was when they switched from wooden plastic model to the foam puppet version of the head that talked.
Mike_Painter65, subject Candle Cove local kids show.
I remember now too. Do you remember this part, Sky Hill?
You have to go inside.
Sky Hill 033, subject Candle Cove local kids show.
Ugh, Mike, I got a chill reading that.
Yes, I remember. That's what the ship always told Percy when there was a spooky place he had to go in, like a cave or a dark room where the treasure was. And the camera would push on Laughingstock's face with each pause.
You have to go inside.
With his two eyes with his flopping foam jaw and the fishing line that opened and closed it. Ugh, it just looked so cheap and awful. You guys remember the villain? He had a face that was just a handlebar mustache above really tall, narrow teeth.
Kevin_Heart, subject Candle Cove local kids show.
I honestly, honestly thought the villain was Pirate Percy. I was about 5 when the show was on. Nightmare fuel.
Jaren_2005, subject Candle Cove local kids show.
That wasn't the villain. The puppet with the mustache. That was the villain's sidekick. Horace Horrible. He had a monocle, too, but it was on top of the mustache. I used to think that it meant he only had one eye. But yeah, the villain was another marionette, the skin talker. I can't believe